saving lives.
What comments do you have to make about the blanket attitude of doctors to save life? Aren't there many human beings who have unresolved problems and they should continue their life? And then there are other people who have resolved them and yet they are kept alive?
The guide. Since today's spiritual awareness of doctors, as well as almost all people, is so limited, they cannot make a choice whose life should be saved and whose life should not be saved. If they would begin to differentiate in such a way, it would lead to worse states than the general attempt to save life. Because even if this attempt exists, where the inner being does not wish to live, it will not live anyway. It will not live. That, of course, would apply to any question on almost any other topic, whether you would deal with medicine, or science, or psychology, or politics, or economics, or whatever the earthly topic may be. What is very badly needed is spiritual awareness, the awareness of the inner reality. As long as that does not exist, all man's efforts will always be very inadequate, separating, compartmentalized. It is always then a question of a limited amount of choices where perhaps one is a little less evil than the others. So man's hope lies in a spreading awareness that there is another dimension within man himself which he cannot find in any other way than looking at his own innermost self, always first where it seems to hurt most. That is the gateway. Everything else is theorizing. Intellectualizing of spiritual truth cannot bring spiritual growth. It can only come through the self, through overcoming the self where it is afflicted and separated from the inner core.